The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are now more than 1,000 cases of a mysterious vaping-related lung illness across the U.S., and officials still aren't sure what specifically is causing the outbreak. Side Effects Public Media's Lisa Gillespie brings us the story of one woman who got very sick after she started vaping.
Vapes and e-cigarettes were first sold in the U.S. around 2007. Since then, sales have exploded. The vaping industry touts the products as a way to quit cigarette smoking, and it was for one Louisville resident.
My name is Urshel Bernal. I am 26 years old.
Bernal recently moved to Louisville from California. She says she sometimes smoked cigarettes, but more often smoked marijuana. And about a year ago, she switched to vaping.
To try something different, I guess a safer alternative is what we were told, but doesn't seem like that was the case in my situation.
Soon after she moved, Bernal started getting winded and nauseous, so she went to the emergency room. Her doctor says at first they thought she might have pneumonia, but that was ruled out. Bernal saw doctor after doctor and says eventually they asked if she vaped.
Next thing I know, I wake up after a coma.
Her breathing had become so labored, the only way to keep her alive was to put her on a ventilator, her doctor says. Saints Mary and Elizabeth Hospital didn't respond to inquiries about whether Bernal has been reported to the state as a possible vaping-related case, but her doctor thinks she could join the hundreds of similar cases nationwide. The whole experience has been sobering for Bernal, and she's realized that vaping may not be safer than smoking cigarettes.
I found out the hard way. It's not safe. I almost killed myself. Or better yet, they almost killed me.
Health experts say this outbreak may not be new, but doctors only recently started connecting the dots. Or it could be caused by a new or black market product. Health officials are still investigating. But the thing about the outbreak of lung illnesses is that it's only part of a larger question about vaping. What will the long-term health effects be?
It's going to be 2027 at the earliest before we really know what the long-term effects are.
That was Debbie Buckles, who works at Indiana University's Simon Cancer Center Tobacco Treatment Program.
And so for us to say that these are safer at this point in time is not accurate. We don't know that yet.
There is some evidence that e-cigarettes are effective at helping people quit smoking cigarettes. But one study on the subject in the New England Journal of Medicine found vapes were effective when combined with in-person behavioral support from a professional. That study also found people who quit smoking cigarettes with vaping kept vaping. Greg Connolly is the president of the American Vaping Association and says its goal is to push for reasonable regulation. Connolly points to a paper from the Royal College of Physicians in England that said vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes and can be used to stop smoking.
And that smokers who make the switch get back similar health benefits that they do if they quit nicotine smoking altogether.
He and others in the vaping industry are frustrated that federal health officials have told people to stop vaping altogether because of the outbreak. Connolly calls that irresponsible.
So vaping remains a far less hazardous option for smokers.
But until now, there's not been much regulation on vapes. The Food and Drug Administration doesn't test ingredients for safety and only recently started cracking down on marketing to young people. But soon the FDA will ask vaping companies to submit what are basically risk-benefit applications. What does the science show about how effective vapes are in helping people quit smoking? And will that outweigh the potential long-term risks? Meanwhile, Bernal is still recovering from her hospital stay. Her doctor says she would have died had she not gone to the hospital.
Now I'm part of a statistic.
A representative from the FDA recently visited Bernal at home. She says she provided information on the kinds of vapes she was using. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.